Yeah, I'm coming. Hello? Yeah, watch. What? You looking to buy a new car today? Okay. Well, what do you want me for? All right, I'll see you right away. Yeah. I'm leaving right now, okay? Jesus. Yeah, I'll be there right away. Bye.
Hey, Jug, how's it going?
Good, so we're buying a car today, eh?
Yeah, you know, I'm sick and tired of not having any wheels. You know, it's very hard to go on a date with Betty or Veronica and have to take the city bus.
Yeah, it must be pretty demeaning, you know, to have to go on a bus with some chickadees. So what kind of car are you thinking of buying? Like one of those smart cars?
No, we're not going down that route. All right, you know what? I was looking through the paper today, and I'm looking at a Hummer.
You're looking at a fucking Hummer?
What's wrong with that?
Dude, you went from a jalopy, you know, one of those cars that belch out, you know, like farts out these stink that kills ozone layers. And you're going to a gas-guzzling bitch of a Hummer. I mean, where's the sense in that?
Well, I was thinking, you know, one of those compact cars that I was talking about before, you know, it really made no sense. Because when I go out with people, or when I go out with, I usually have all my friends around, right?
Oh, so you're thinking of us then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I go out with Veronica, and usually we meet up with Betty along the way, and she comes in, and then we have to, you know, pick up your sorry ass.
Hey, fuck you, you know?
Listen, I'm just telling you, you know, so you need the space in order to have that, you know, and then if we happen to drive down the road, and you see Reggie Lane, you know, intoxicated on the side of the road, you know, and he needs to be helped because he's inebriated, then we can pick him up too.
Why the hell would you want to pick up Reggie? Why don't you just take the fucking Hummer and drive over him?
Well, we can't do that, all right? I've got enough stuff against my record as it is. I don't need another one.
So we're going to... Have you had a look at this car before?
Well, yeah, it's right here in the paper. You know, look.
Let's see. $19,000 from Ricky and Rack's Emporium. Car Emporium. So we're going there now?
Well, no, I guess so. I guess that's what we need to do.
Well, then let's go. What are we waiting for? Let's go down and get the stupid car. Have you got some cash?
Well, yeah, I've been working at the water pool, and I've saved up some money. You know, I've got about $500.
$500 is not going to get you a Hummer. I mean, you need to put some more down. Like, you're going to have to put like $2,000 down or something.
$2,000 down?
Well, yeah, they're not going to just say, here, hey, you look like a goofy-ass bitch. Here's the keys to a fucking new car. Take it out for a spin. Don't come back. They don't do that kind of shit. You have to pay for it. You have to put the money down, a deposit it's called, and then after you get approved from the bank and stuff, then you can drive the car off the lot, and it's yours. So this is a used thing, I take it. I mean, $19,000. I didn't even know that it's in good condition.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, then let's go down to Ricky Rack's Bitch Emporium and see what kind of shape it's in, you know?
Well, okay, sure. All right, let's go then.
Okay, do you mind if we stop at Pops? I'm a little bit hungry here.
You're always hungry.